Until recently, filmgoers only knew actress Patricia Charbonneau from her role in the movie Desert Hearts. She played a young lesbian who falls in love with an older woman on the verge of divorce. This season, Charbonneau appears in two new films, Shakedown and Call Me. Shakedown is an action film, and she plays a district attorney opposite Peter Weller. But her role in the thriller Call Me is less conventional. She plays Anna, a columnist for an alternative New York weekly. In the opening scene, she gets an obscene phone call, which she thinks is her boyfriend playing a practical joke. She agrees to meet the caller in a bar, where she witnesses a murder. She realizes the caller wasn't her boyfriend, and she suspects it was an attractive but sinister character at the bar, someone possibly involved with the murder, who tried to pick her up. The anonymous calls persist. They scare her, but she's attracted to the caller.
Look, you're not getting the message. There's no point in calling. I have nothing to say to you.
It was my fault.
It happened at the Polish bar, you stupid jerk. In the woman's toilet. Is that kinky enough for you? If it wasn't for your stupid idea of a joke, I wouldn't have been there in the first place.
Are you okay? Are you in trouble? How did you see it?
I was in the right place at the right time.
I have a theory about this movie, that a lot of men and women are uncomfortable with the movie because they're not sure of what to make of the sexual politics, and that they think, well, maybe a woman shouldn't ever have dangerous fantasies, and maybe therefore they shouldn't like the movie.
Yeah, I see. That's what attracted me to the script, actually. I thought, this is great. Here's a woman's fantasy from a woman's point of view, and trying to stay in control of that fantasy until things get a little out of whack.
Is that what made the character plausible to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever had problems with anonymous phone calls or obscene phone calls?
Actually, while we were shooting this, I got a very strange phone call. A director, supposed director, had called me, and I was night shooting, and he said that he knew that I was night shooting and that he was in town, and he'd really like to have lunch if that was possible. And I said, sure, great. I called my agents to find out if this director was really in town. They says, oh, yeah, and he really is, you know, casting something right now. So I went down to Soho and sat at a bar for a half hour, and no one showed up.
This is a lot like in the movie.
It's exactly it, because I walked into the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and I went, I'm living out this movie right now. And I left. Nobody got murdered.
Did you ever find out what happened?
No. I thought maybe it was somebody on the set, but I was really upset about it, and I asked if anybody had done it to please come forward, but they didn't, so I assumed that it really well, because I do get some strange phone calls from time to time.
You appear in two movies that opened at just about the same time.
Yeah.
Shakedown, which was really an action thriller that starred Peter Weller, and Call Me. One of them is a big commercial film. The other's a small personal film.
Right.
Was it interesting to you to watch how each of those films ended up getting distributed and publicized?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the different distribution is quite different. I mean, I think Call Me was only in like 14 markets, and Shakedown opened up in like 1,600 theaters.
Did you start to really think that movies indeed are dependent on the amount of money in back of their distribution and publicity?
That's hard to say. I think a film like Call Me shouldn't be in 1,500 theaters. You know, I really don't think too many. It's hard to say. I don't know that part of the business very well, you know, and it's tricky. I feel that maybe Vestron lost a little. I think they don't like the movie, to put it bluntly. And because I don't think it was packaged all that well.
You think when a distributor doesn't like a movie, they can easily kill it?
I think so. Yeah.
Your first movie role, at least the first one that I saw, was Desert Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And Helen Shaver played a Columbia professor who goes to Reno to get a divorce. You played a 25-year-old woman, a lesbian, who lives on the ranch where she stays. You fall in love with the professor. She seems to be in love, too, but resists it because she's not comfortable with the idea of a lesbian relationship.
Are you okay?
I've been better.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Why didn't you come?
I guess I'm scared to death of never seeing you again.
Kay, you gotta let it go, you know that. Stop it.
I want you to open the door.
And I want you to leave me alone.
I can't.
Honest.
How did you get the part in Desert Hearts?
Donna had seen about 100, 200 actresses in
this
L.A.
This is the director, Donna.
Yeah, Donna Deitch, yeah. And she had just seen quite a few actresses in L.A. and was not happy with what she was coming up with. So she came out to New York, and literally my picture was on a table. And she picked it up and she said, well, this looks the way the character should look. And she called me in and we met, and I was feeling particularly feisty that day. And I had a really great audition with her, and then I came back the next day and we talked, and then that was Friday, I think, and then Monday we just sort of had coffee together and we talked about the love scene and how I would feel about playing a character like this, and she offered it to me that Wednesday.
I bet after seeing the movie that a lot of women got crushes on you.
Yeah.
How did you, I mean, you're heterosexual, how did you deal with it?
It was a little strange at first, because first I got both male and female response, and then I was getting like flowers sent to me and letters sent to me and dinner invitations and this and that, and it was just sort of getting a little irritating actually towards the end, because I don't understand how people can intrude on someone's personal life like that. You know, when you're playing a character, I mean, some people, you know, I felt really actually needed like some help, because they would write to me as if I was their psychologist or psychiatrist, and I have no answers about the wisdom of the world. I'm just living.
It was the kind of role, I guess, where people forgot you were acting.
I guess so.
It was a very good performance, but you didn't seem to work a lot afterwards. Were there any connections, do you think, to playing a lesbian and not getting a whole lot of offers after the movie?
You know, I really don't know. It's really hard for me to say, because still, of all my work, I am most proud of that role. And it really hurt not to get anything from that. I got a lot of recognition, but, you know, no, I couldn't get any work for about a year and a half. And it wasn't a really great time, because my daughter had just been born and I was broke and I really could have used a job. But I'm not really sure. I mean, I don't think people were so much put off by the fact that I was playing a lesbian as much as I think they thought, well, maybe this is all she can do. Let's wait and see what else she does to see, you know, what kind of an actress she really is.
I know very little about your background. How did you start acting?
Well, actually, I started in theater. Here in New York, I studied with the teacher, Fred Karaman, and then with Wynne Hanman at the American Place Theater. And I started at Off-Off Broadway, the production company here, and the 18th Street Playhouse. And then I worked at new dramatists that do new plays. And one of those plays was a play called My Sister in This House, which was then taken to the Actors Theater of Louisville. So I worked down there.
When you started acting in theater, and then when you started trying to work in movies, what were the early reactions to your face? And I ask this in the sense that, knowing that a lot of actors are, at least early on, really typed according to how they look.
Well, when I first came to New York, I was 19, so I was playing very young on stage. I was playing like 16 on stage, 15, 16. And then, I guess in a couple of years, I started like reading for like soaps. But that was sort of, they didn't think I was pretty enough. I wasn't the glamour type, which now I'm really grateful for.
How come?
Well, I'm glad I never got into a soap, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
I think it's hard for an actor to get out of that once you're in. And I don't think it's real great training when you're young, because it's such fast work and you have to just come up with things too fast. You don't get the time to really work on a character. And I think that's dangerous for a young actor.
Are you still not the glamour type?
Yeah, I'm still not the glamour type.
Is that good?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine with me.
Have you ever turned anything down?
Yeah, I've turned down a couple of films.
Why?
I just didn't want to play the same kind of character. Right now, I think it's really important for me to find a really strong director. I'm feeling a little bit raw and a little bit all over the place, and I really want to... I had a really wonderful experience with Donna Deitch, and I'd like to find another director as strong as her to work with.
Okay, well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Patricia Charbonneau can be seen in the film Shakedown and Call Me. This is Fresh Air.